Big news in the world of Ryland Clark.
Oh.
Ryland Clark of X Factor fame, of Big Brother fame, was on a podcast with Jessie Ware. Honestly, I don't mean to be mean, but it's a terrible podcast.
That's a brilliant start to this story. Who's Jessie Ware?
A singer.
Singer, yeah.
Right, I don't know her.
She's part of a podcast, I think, with her parents.
Does she present the podcast?
Table Manners. No, there's no presenting on this podcast. That's why it's so terrible. They're sitting around having a genuine full dinner around a kitchen table.
Oh, no.
And you're listening to them eating and chewing and messing with their cutlery.
Oh, no.
And they bring guests over to do a podcast. But it's like, can you pass me the gravy? Like, shut up.
Yeah, I'm honestly with you. That sounds awful.
That sounds really bad.
It was probably the worst thing I've ever
listened to. Doing a podcast in a dentist office. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, not the good stuff.
Some things shouldn't be conjoined together.
Oh, just, you know what I mean? The reason I even put myself through going through this podcast in the first place is because I was gripped and intrigued by a headline I'd read, which is that Ryland Clark of X Factor and Big Brother fame admitted that he's been releasing music for a while, but under a pseudonym, okay?
Okay.
And that this conversation happened on this podcast. So there I was, sifting through the whole hour and 10-minute episode of them clonking.
You poor thing.
But I got it, right? And this is what he's saying on the podcast as to, like, for example, why he is doing this under a pseudonym. I think it's a pretty big deal that he's been writing music. Apparently songs that do quite well in the charts as of late.
In the charts?
Yeah. Stuff that does all right, he's saying. But the reason that he's keeping his name out of it is because, bringing it back to X Factor, you might remember, in case you don't know, he didn't have the best voice. He
wasn't
was kind
great.
Of the token act. You know, every year they have like a token act that does really well.
But he didn't have the worst voice. Like, he wasn't a Wagner. Do you know what I mean?
He was the Chico.
He was a Chico.
We'll get to it, yeah. But first of all, this is what he said about why he's decided to keep his name out of it.
I had a very easy role to play on that show, and that was be the one that everyone talks about. And my job wasn't to sing on X Factor. I think if Joe Public read tomorrow, Ryland's bringing out a CD, people would go, shut up, like, and it would already be prejudged.
So fair enough.
Mm. It would do very well with grannies, I'd say.
Maybe so. You mentioned that he's a good singer. Is he?
Honestly, they had me in the first half and then it just kind of went downhill.
I don't even know what song that is.
It's so weird. And I know this stuff tends to happen to Aisling a lot. You know, she walks home and she finds a big document and it's some kind of a Leo Bradcar speech or something magical or an insight to a new book.
It hasn't happened in a while, actually.
Well, it's mad. I was walking through Marley Park yesterday and I found three vinyls and three trees.
No. You're joking.
Yeah. And the three vinyls were the Ryland songs that he was involved with.
Oh, my God.
It was mad. So I brought the three vinyls.
What's he doing in Marley Park?
I know. I hooked up the vinyls, had a listen, and honestly, I'm in shock. He's behind some of the biggest songs that we play on spin.
No.
Oh, my God.
Including this. Don't you wait to try it. What? Why is it?
Are you scared to find it? Get off me!
I was so excited.
Is that in the song all the time?
It's in the song all the time, on this vinyl, it was really pitched up.
Yeah, you could hear it clearly.
Hear it.
Yeah.
And then,
that's the thing with vinyls.
Yeah.
You know, you hear
the
more of the song.
Totally.
Yeah,
the needle brings it up, and then, obviously, the lads from New Era, they're like dubs, aren't they?
Birds in the Sky.
Who would have thought that Ryland was involved as well?
No.
I have just come to my front door and opened it, and a bat has flown at me and landed on my hand. So can someone please tell me if that's normal behaviour? So I don't think that's normal for the bat. I've already got a pheasant. I don't need this.
Honestly, lads, vinyl.
Oh, yeah, that slaps.
Oh, my God.
Vinyl is
I need this vinyl.
I know, it's so good. I'm so lucky that I found them in three trees in Marley Park. And I actually can't believe it. Ariana Grande's hit song.
Oh, stop. He's really
he's
doing well for himself.
He's not behind Ariana Grande.
Lads.
Me and my truth, we
sit in silence. I was once mugged by a fox.
Ryland Clark.
Oh my God, I'm going to listen to these songs closely from now on. Just to make sure I can catch them.
You never know what you're missing out on until you listen in really, really closely.
Will you listen on vinyl, man? It's a different
I get it now.
Different experience, babe.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.